Good morning, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015, and here is your credit news. In news from the Associated Press, former NBA All-Star Chris Gatling ran a massive online fraud scheme using credit cards of people from across the nation, Scottsdale police said Saturday. Gatling was released from jail after being booked on fraud schemes, aggravated identity theft and forgery, police spokesman Kevin Watts said. His arrest Thursday was first reported by TMZ.com. Police detectives said their investigation led to the discovery that Gatling was juggling multiple online businesses that were used to gather credit card numbers. The numbers were then run through other businesses for services that the cardholders never authorized. The entire operation was based in a call center in Phoenix, but police said they have heard from alleged victims from around the United States. A new report by the Center for Responsible Lending has revealed what many consumers have known for years. Debt collectors often cross the line with abusive behaviors. From bad language to outright lies about debt to forged documents, federal and state regulator investigations into debt buyers and debt collectors revealed a pattern of abuses prevalent within the industry. Recent investigations have forced debt collectors to pay tens of millions of dollars in fines for multiple instances of illegal activity. People should not be sued, and they should not have their wages garnished for debts they do not owe or for stale debts, said Lisa Stifler, a policy counsel at the Center for Responsible Lending and one of the authors of the analysis. Unfortunately, our analysis shows that consumers are often unfairly hurt by debt collectors making improper use of the court system to collect questionable debts. The burden of proof should be on debt collectors to document that a consumer owes a debt up front before they initiate a lawsuit. Unscrupulous collectors often engage in illegal and predatory behavior to pressure or force consumers to pay up. The abusive debt collector's business model often relies on pursuing quick court judgments against consumers. In many cases, consumers do not appear, and the resulting default judgments result in wage garnishment. Consumers with similar names, John Smith, for example, have been sued and see their wages garnished because of incorrect, inadequate, or deliberately mistaken documentation. The full report by the Center for Responsible Lending provides information on recent state cases brought by attorney generals and regulators in New York, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Minnesota, Colorado, Maryland, and Texas. The cases showed debt collectors sued over debt that was too old, engaged in harassing behavior, used illegal collection tactics, charged exorbitant interest, and falsified or presented fake documents in court. The abuses of debt collectors found in federal cases included what the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau called a collector with a team of only 8 lawyers, a lawsuit factory, after it used robo-signed documents to file 350,000 suits against consumers since 2009. The FTC shuttered one debt collector for engaging in abusive behavior and fined several others. Bank of America has been fined $30 million for violating consumer protections when collecting debts from military customers. The regulators say that from 2006 to the present, Bank of America took improper legal action against military customers for delinquent credit card accounts and overdrafts. For example, the OCC said that in many cases, when the bank filed legal actions against the customers to collect debts, employees signed documents saying they had personal knowledge of the allegations, when in fact they did not. Bank employees also filed some court documents without properly notarizing them. Sally Beauty Holdings confirmed on Thursday that hackers have accessed its customers' debit and credit card information for the second time in just more than a year, revealing that the company has discovered malware in its point-of-sale systems. The hair and beauty product retailer said that it has been unable to pinpoint which customers' information was exposed when the malware was active from March 6th to April 17th. Equifax, the credit reporting system, says God is not real. God sues to prove his existence, and he wins. The issue began when Equifax would not issue a credit report to God. Now, God has a last name, Gazaroff. Gazaroff is a 27-year-old mortal man not associated with the Almighty, but he has been entangled in the Almighty's great debate by simply requesting his credit report from Equifax. Equifax refused to recognize Gazaroff as being a real person and stated that he has no credit history, all because his name is God. God Gazaroff, that is, was born in Russia, where God is a fairly common first name. He is the owner of a jewelry store and was hoping to obtain a basic loan for an undisclosed reason, but he was turned down when it was reported that he did not have a credit history. God reached out to Equifax to resolve the issue and received a response stating that God does not have a credit history and did not exist. Gazaroff attempted to correct the issue on multiple occasions. Each time he was ignored. It wasn't until he took them to court that he was finally able to resolve the issue. Now, the other credit reporting agencies did acknowledge the existence of God in their systems and were able to provide a full credit history. However, Equifax employees went as far as suggesting he change his name. That in order to exist within their databases. The irony in this story is incredible. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.